Dan, I don't know any other way to start things, but what in the bleep is going on up there?
That's a good way to put it, Bill. Complete collapse. I mean, we've seen this program when Philip Fulmer was fired after the 08 season. Of course, Lane Kiffin left, and then people like Derek Dooley and Butch Jones just couldn't get the job done. And you always heard about the program just being down. But you're right. It's a complete collapse right now. It's rock bottom. We don't know what's about to happen with the NCAA stuff. That's only going to add to it. It's a complete mess. And now you have an AD search and a head coaching search at the same time. And, you know, you look back at programs like Alabama in the early 2000s, and it's a similar type situation. It was really bad then for Alabama. It's really bad now for Tennessee. So you just wonder if it's going to take a similar type time frame that Alabama went through with probation and scholarship reductions, all that good stuff, for a place like Tennessee.
On Wednesday, Eric Gray, Henry To'o, among those who hit the transfer portal, what was the final tabulation yesterday? I saw a number that was 8, but I don't know for sure if that's right.
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, but you're right. Henry T., Crouch, Jameer Johnson, and Eric Gray. Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. I would expect maybe to see a few more. You do have National Signing Day coming up, so we'll see if they can try to bring in a piece or two, but still at that point, I mean, they're going to be incoming freshmen under the situation, so it's pretty bad. I mean, the roster is decimated right now, and the weird thing about it, Kevin Sill, this time right before, a few weeks back, or right before the early signing period, he was trying to salvage Auburn's recruiting class, and now he's trying to do the same in front of the traditional signing day for Tennessee.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today, is with us. The news also hits that Fulmer, while AD and watching this collapse, when he steps aside, will get $37,500 a month for the next 3 years. Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand it, Bill. I mean, you have a guy that overseeing the whole athletics department. You have all this stuff allegedly going on. You're firing the head football coach with cause. You have two assistant coaches and staffers gone also. I don't understand it. And then at the press conference, we're sitting back from Randy Boyd talking about 20-plus years ago, a national championship night. We have the same amount of respect for you right now than that night in Tempe, Arizona. That was just a brutal press conference to watch. That was probably more brutal than actually everything going on within the program right now.
I thought, at least at the time, around the SEC meetings a couple of years ago, the Hugh Freeze Ole Miss press conference, when you just knew it was a disaster, but they were trying to hang on, and it looked like a hostage scene, basically. That press conference did, and then just shortly thereafter, it all fell to pieces, as we know. I think the Tennessee press conference, particularly Fulmer's defeated body language, might supersede the Ole Miss Hugh Freeze press conference. I'm with you. Now, I thought Dondi Plowman did a good job. She was overly negative, which I thought was odd. I guess she was being truthful, but yeah, Dan, you're right. I don't think I've seen anything like the Tennessee press conference.
It is interesting with Plowman being in the position she's in and, of course, leading the university right now as this university goes through an AD search and a head football coach search, and she came from the University of Nebraska system, and it's something to keep an eye on with her because she does have a lot of pull, and the last couple of months she's been very visible at the University of Tennessee with Peyton Manning, and Peyton's going to have a voice in this also when it does get to the head coaching search. I don't know about the AD part of it, but I do think when it comes to the head coaching part, he'll have a say-so in it, and he'll give his two cents and be vocal a little bit about that. But with Plowman's sake, it's really interesting that she does have a few connections throughout the head coaching profession. And it's one that I've highlighted early on this week, a couple days ago, and just trying to put out candidates out there. I'm not sure if candidate's the right word, but people, just a bio of certain people that either has connections to the University of Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, or people that work for UT currently, or former players that could potentially have their name brought up. And one's Lance Leipold from Buffalo. He's a winner of 6 national championships at Wisconsin Whitewater. He's the type that would like to advance his career, and he does have the connection through the University of Nebraska system as an assistant when she was there. And there's another coach who I'm going to wait to bring his name up, because I'm actually scheduled to speak with him later today. I'll have something out on that later today. But there are a couple people that in her path, and there's obviously some other coaches out there too that I think would take this job even with the given circumstances. And I just think also with the theme of integrity from Randy Boyd and Chancellor Plowman during that press conference, I just don't see how you can, if you're UT, go down a road with people like Hugh Freeze or Lane Kiffin. I'm not saying they don't have integrity. I think they are much better people now from what they've learned in life and through their coaching career. And I think they would be excellent hires if you want to recruit and win fast, even with the circumstances. I just don't think you can start at the list right there, given the theme of this coaching search.
When talking about Philip Fulmer, you've got two factions. You've got faction that doesn't like him, didn't like him, certainly since 08. And then you have his supporters. And he has some supporters in the media, too. One big supporter right here in Nashville. But you're there in Knoxville closer than me, Dan, every day. What's the overall thinking on Fulmer, if you could measure the audience?
Right now, I don't think there's much, I guess you could say, good things to say with him as the athletics director. Obviously, I think people still very much appreciate how he delivered a national championship as a head coach. But, you know, a lot of this talk about Johnny Majors, how he took the job from him, died down. People still remembered it, but they never brought it up. And now you start to hear that being brought back up as a legacy type bio, looking at Coach Fulmer, how he got the job, and then, of course, how he's leaving the program after 3 years on the job as AD. And, you know, you just hate to see it, because obviously he does mean a lot to this program as a player, as an assistant coach, as a head coach. And then he tried to do good things in the AD spot. It just did not work out. But I think this week has shown that two people, really three, I guess, are cemented on that Mount Rushmore of Tennessee Vols, with General Neyland, Johnny Majors, guys like Peyton Manning. I guess you could put a Reggie White up there too. But, you know, you always had Fulmer up there, but I just don't know if he's up there now.
By the way, I was just looking. Says Tennessee right now, and again, you and I discussed, we don't know the number, but I saw a number here. Says Tennessee's got 22 players right now in the transfer portal. But is that number sound about right overall?
Well, yeah, total people, yes, because that's factoring in guys that actually hit the portal right before the news hit about the NCAA stuff or investigation and Jeremy Pruitt being let go. Some of those guys, if you're looking what I've looked at before for total numbers, some of them actually hit the portal during season two. So that's just a broad spectrum. And a lot of guys that are listed in that list there for actually being in the portal, some of them, a lot of them are Butch Jones guys. So, I mean, obviously the guys are not Butch Jones guys that hit the portal last night. That's what's really concerning about how this is going to go forward with the University of Tennessee.
Help me with the politics, and I don't mean presidential politics. I just mean Tennessee. Fulmer, are the Haslams and Fulmer, I've heard two different stories. I've heard they're not very close. They're adversaries, and I've heard they are together when it comes to decisions. Which one is the truth?
Well, from my understanding, talking to certain people, that the Haslam camp was not happy how Phillip got the athletics director position in 17 behind John Curry, when Curry was about to hire Mike Leach as head coach. And
right.
My understanding, Fulmer persuaded Beverly Davenport to get in that position, and it's been a power struggle, and I think that's why the Haslams now are happy. Not that they ever lost control or power. I mean, the Haslams will always be the Haslams. They're always going to have a very much of an influence on this program and university, but Fulmer kind of took the throne a little bit, and from an aspect that they are kind of glad to regain that, if you will, and to go out and maybe hire somebody that they feel a little bit more comfortable with in that position. And I think that's why you could see people like John Gilbert at ECU and Mark Ingram at UAB to be in that position. Not saying that they can control those type of people, but to be a little bit more comfortable in how they were hired and placed in that position.
Question on Twitter. Rod in Texas asked Dan if he thinks the fiasco at Tennessee football trickles down to any other sports.
I don't know. I would say no just right now. I know Jeremy had two guys that played football and were going through the practice motions with baseball. I don't think there's anything there with Vitello's program. I've been very impressed with him. I just don't see anything connecting the dots there. I just don't see anything connected, but you just never know.
Dan, excellent work, sir. Appreciate you being here, man.
All right, thank you.